This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Switching it up. Andrew Filippone joining us. The Pony Express on Twitter. They call him the... What do they call you? Pit Bayless on Twitter? Over there in Pittsburgh, Andrew. Hello. Yeah. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be on with a radio legend, and it's also good to talk to you again, Ken. How are you?
Yeah, there it is. We're very well done.
I was happy to hear that.
Well, I'm a good to talk
horrible
to you,
joke.
I was happy to hear that. Thank you very much.
I hope you both are in the same car. All right, Andrew Filippone joining us again. Find him on Twitter at The Pony Express, afternoon show host, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Boy, I was listening in to you guys about a week ago, and there are a lot of people who are just fit to be tied, obviously with Antonio Brown, but also with Mike Tomlin. If you were to put a scale of 1 to 10, where is the hysteria against Mike Tomlin with Steelers fans right now?
9.99999999 until, like, the calculator, there's no more spots on it. You've used up all the numbers to, like, get right to the edge of 10, but you can't just get there. And it's very richly deserved. The guy's not a very good coach.
Who would you take right now? Would you take Freddie Kitchens or would you take Mike Tomlin?
Based on the interview he did with you guys, I'd be tempted to take Kitchens, but I'd still say Tomlin.
See, because we got into an argument yesterday about it, and there's a lot of things that are trending downward towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's things that are trending upward towards the Browns, but there's still not a whole lot on paper that I can say this is actual fact for. Now, I said if the Browns were to play the Pittsburgh Steelers today at First Energy, I would still pick the Browns to take it. If they were to play on the road, they never play well out there for the most part, so I would still take the Steelers to win that game. But the question got brought up about Freddie Kitchens. I had to be honest about it because of the experience. So for fans, what has led to this hysteria against Mike Tomlin? And is this all Antonio Brown's fault that's recently happened? Or is this also a little bit with Ben Roethlisberger? And have the fans noticed that as well?
All right. I'll answer the first part of the question.
Yes.
8 years, 3 playoff wins. They beat Matt Moore and the Dolphins in a playoff game. They beat Kansas City on 6 field goals in a playoff game, and they beat the Bengals because they had one of the biggest meltdowns in playoff history, and that's all they have to show for the killer B era of Ben, Bell, and Brown, and that's why there's so much, as you put it, hysteria. When you have all this offensive talent, you could argue they had 3 Hall of Fame-level players at skill positions, a really good offensive line. They picked defensive players in the first round for 6 consecutive drafts to try to load up on that end of the ball to balance things out, and you miss the playoffs. So it's colossal underachievement. It's Mike McCarthy, who's from Pittsburgh, who gets fired, doesn't even get the full season, and yet Mike Tomlin gets the Steelers, you know, Supreme Court, almost papal treatment, where it's like you leave on your own terms. Everybody else in professional sports is hired to be fired, unless you're the head coach of the Steelers. So that's why people are upset. As far as the who gets the blame or how much goes on the quarterback, it's mostly on AB because he's a grown-up, and he's got to, you know, even if his feelings get hurt and his QB says mean things about him, he's still got to show up to work. He can't let an MVP vote that he lost drive him bananas and cause him to go AWOL. But I can't pretend, even though Ben's on our airwaves, that he's completely innocent or he's not guilty in any shape or form when he needled AB several times this year and said things that if I were an elite wide receiver, I would probably take personally and not like very much either.
Andrew Filippone, join us on the hotline. Obviously, Big Ben has had his way with the Browns, and we've been getting heated arguments over the last few days about whether or not the demise of the Steelers is happening right now, right this instant, or whether there's still going to be a few more years. And so we got the discussion, if these two teams were to play tomorrow, and now granted, they have off seasons coming up, you have free agency and you have the draft. The last time I saw these two teams, the Steelers still kicked the ass of the Browns. How soon before you think the Browns can eclipse the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it could happen this year. I wouldn't rule it out. I think that it's a pivotal offseason for Pittsburgh, most definitely. They free up the Le'Veon Bell money, and they're going to trade AB, but I don't think the return for Antonio Brown is a Herschel Walker trade that leads to a dynasty like it did in Dallas. They're probably just going to dump the guy for a second-round pick if they're lucky. And they've also been very reticent to go out into free agent and make a splash, and this defense needs one. They have very few upper echelon players. It's such a weird statement to make, but you know, the Steelers' defense has become a liability the last few seasons, and they got lucky with the Cleveland matchups last year. They got Hugh Jackson in both games, and they got Tyrod Taylor for one of them too. So, you know, Baker Mayfield outplayed Ben the last 9 weeks of the season. He had one more touchdown pass, and he had one fewer interception. Their passer ratings were about the same. And the Browns have more money to spend. So if they're prudent about it, if they're smart about it, if they can put somebody on defense with Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, then I think that there's a chance. I mean, we're talking about 9-6-1 versus 7-8-1. There's not a big gulf between these two teams. And plus, Cleveland plays the easier schedule. Pittsburgh's got to go to New England next year. So they start, as far as I'm concerned, they start the season 0-1, which I don't think where's the Patriots-Browns game? Is it in Cleveland? Do they play each other?
No, it's going to be in New England.
Oh, okay. So they both start 0-1.
It was at one point rumored that it was going to be on that Thursday night kickoff game. And then the NFL's kind of rumor that it's going to be Packers.
Now, would they send you up there for that game, Ken? Would they spend some bucks in Cleveland and put you right there in Gillette Stadium?
I don't think I've left this studio in the 7 years I've been here.
My family actually lives in the corner of the studio. You just never heard them. Andrew Filippone joining us on the show. So who wins the AFC North in 2019? Is it the Cleveland Browns, or is it the Steelers, or the Ravens there?
My co-host is basically, speaking of studio, is that people with pitchforks. And you know, torches down outside our studios, because he's already picked the Browns to win the division. But he's kind of got this contrarian, bald Max Kellerman vibe going, where he's trying to like get under people's skin. He's picked a very interesting angle with fans here.
But did he use Jay-Z lyrics to explain his decision?
Who wins the AFC North next year is a great question. I go process of elimination. I don't like Baltimore at all. I don't think the Lamar Jackson thing will work. I think, you know, if they sign Le'Veon, it'll be interesting. But even that being said, I would rule them out. I think I like Cincinnati more than most, just because their entire roster was injured last year, and I think the coach will be an upgrade. But I do, like everybody else, put it down to Cleveland or Pittsburgh. So I would give the slight nod to Pittsburgh, but guys, not by much, man, not by much at all, because I don't trust the coach whatsoever. They brought back an incompetent defensive coordinator, and I don't trust him to draft the right guys on defense. So other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
What's Dick LeBeau doing these days?
Dick LeBeau probably still playing golf, Lima, probably down in Nashville. I think he might have moved down there after he helped out with the Titans. I think he liked that area. What's not to like, really? So I think he's out of football. He's very, from what I've been told, even though I think he came back for the Super Bowl anniversary earlier this year, for the 10-year anniversary of the, you know, the James Harrison team, the 100-yard pick, and the Ben to Santonio play team. I think he's still annoyed at the way he kind of parted ways with this team. They did another one of these phony, we're going to send you off into retirement things, like they did with Bruce Arians, and the guy still wanted to coach. So Steelers are very weird about firing coaches, just assistants too. They never say it. Yeah. They say that they either didn't renew the guy's contract or that the coach is retiring, and usually it's just a euphemism for we don't want you to work here anymore.
Pony, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Ken, I feel bad. You were what? A big baseball discussion there. I thought you were going to bring Lord of Baseball, Adam the Bull, on, but I'll come in for you anytime you need me. Thank you so much.
I love how he knows it. Thank you very much, Pony. We'll talk to you later. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.
Something very interesting happened there.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, not only that, but for the first time ever, Pony just alluded to it, for the first time in our lifetime, we might get to enjoy something during the 2019 season. I'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.